Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling me back. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting
a survey.
Would like to ask.
Hello. Can I finish? I was talking to the guy that cut off. He was
okay,
asking the question already.
Sure. We can. We were asking. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, with 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're particularly not warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion,
yeah,
I never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the Republican Party, from 0 to 100.
Yes. Yeah.
What number would you say?
I'll say number 10 right now.
10? Okay. What about Cornel West?
Who's Cornel West?
He's one of the candidates for president.
Cornel West.
He's a candidate, an independent candidate for, running for president.
Oh, Cornel West, I never heard of him. That's why.
Oh, okay, never heard of him. Okay, no problem. Okay, Donald Trump.
Yes.
What number would you say give Donald Trump?
0.
0? Okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Just 50.
50? Okay, the Leadership Conference, on human and civil rights.
I'll say 50.
50? Okay, Tim Scott. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott?
Yes.
Copy. Tim Scott? Who is he?
I don't have any information on him right here. We just want to know, if you know him. But if you don't know him, no problem.
I'll just say 50.
50.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know nothing about him.
Okay, if you don't know him, we'll put you don't know. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, never heard of him. Okay, what about the Black Lives Matter?
I just say 50.
50? Okay, and Joe Biden.
He's trying his best. I'll give him 60.
60?
70.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give him 70.
70, okay. 70.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
I'm going to have to vote for Joe Biden, because even though I'm independent,
okay,
I still have to vote for him.
Okay, and how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Supremacy?
Yes, the
white
supremacy.
It's worrisome.
Very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat worried, okay.
Yeah. It depends on the leader.
Okay.
If Donald Trump can't be the president, then extremely.
Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay, the first one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, what about immigrants contribute more to America than they take?
Well, can you repeat that question?
Yes, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay, yeah. Okay. How about sexism is a big problem in today's society?
I'll just say somewhat agree too.
Somewhat agree. Okay, the government must do more. Now they want to say the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Yes.
Would you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. We are sacrificing too much, you know, of our privacy for the convenience of profit of big tech.
Yes.
Strongly
agree.
Okay. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. What about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Can you repeat that again?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
You mean the white people discriminated?
Like reverse, you know, back in the days was, you know, against minority, but now it's against white people, you know, that's why reverse discrimination.
No, I disagree in that one.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
I don't agree with it.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly disagree. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, and in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would you be strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Can you repeat that question again?
Okay, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Yeah, well, what do you want me to say?
Do you support it or oppose it? Affirmative action.
I support it, but it's supposed to be for everybody.
Okay, would that be strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Somewhat supported.
Somewhat supported, okay. Alright. Okay, sir, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. You know, please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, parents should have that, you know, a direct say on the education the children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents had the right to use their own beliefs, you know, to limit the books or, you know, our school libraries can carry. Statement B says, our school must teach multiple points of view, you know, and banning books both limit children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBT plus, you know. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Do you agree strongly A, somewhat agree with statement A, somewhat agree with statement B, or strongly agree with statement B? Do you agree with the first statement that I read or the second one?
Regarding the parents of the same?
Yes, okay, the first statement, I say parents should have a direct say, you know, on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own, you know, beliefs and limit the books or, you know, school libraries can carry. And statement B says, our school must teach multiple points of view and banning, you know, books both limit children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our books, in the schools, such as the Black and LGBTQ+. Okay, in which of these statements do you agree with more, the A or B?
I think the B.
The B, okay, the second one. So B, would that be somewhat agree with B or strongly agree with B?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree with B. Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah. All right. All right, sir, we almost pretty much done with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay? We almost finished. Only have a few more questions and we should be done. I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that some people say are being undermined in our country. Today, please rate me on a scale using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means it's somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. Okay, you may use any number. The first one says free and fair elections. You think that's been undermined or not? From 0 to 10.
Yes.
A 10. Okay, what number? Okay, a strong military. Do you agree it's being threatened or undermined from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Okay, a fair and equitable court system. Do you think it's being undermined or threatened from 0 to 10?
Oh, it's been undermined, but I'll say it's from number 3.
Number 3, okay.
What
about secure borders?
Okay.
A secure border, you think is being undermined or threatened from 0 to 10?
Number one or two.
What about the quality of, you know, quality K through 12th grade education?
I'll say it's number two also.
Number two, okay. What about religious freedom?
Can you explain that?
Do you agree it's been a trend or undermined at all?
No, it's not been undermined.
What number would you give it?
I'll just say it's number one.
One, okay. What about affordable health care?
If it's undermined?
Or threatened? In the country?
What number would you give it? I'll say number five.
Okay, what about traditional family values?
I'll just say it's number two.
Number two, okay. All right. We'll go that. All right, sir. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made, you know, on how we can make improvements to the country. You know, please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 is some way agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement, okay, at all. The first one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civic and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down a affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to, you know, discriminate against LGBTQ people, you know. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for, you know, for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. Do you agree or disagree from 0 to 10?
That is being undermined?
No, this is about, you know, about the court system, you know, about the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But the statement, what number would you say? Do you agree with that statement or not?
I mean, that they're doing bad or they're doing good?
Well, no, they're doing bad because they're doing, all that, you
know. Okay, I totally agree.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
Number 8.
Okay, and the other one says, America's democratic institutions have come, you know, under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights, you know, and freedom are under attack. So our voters matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, you know, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
What number would you give it?
10.
10, number 10. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate me a level of motivation for voting next year's presidential election on November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated to vote next year's elections, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10.
Extremely motivated, number 10.
Number 10, okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
What was that?
What was the last year of schooling that you completed? I have first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate
some
or
college.
Bachelor's degree. Some college, okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, then are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married, okay.
I'm married.
And do you have any...
I'm married.
Do you have any children... Okay, yes, I already got you.
I'm married.
Do you have any...
Not married.
Yes, sir. Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
No children. Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. All right, so then how often do you attend church or religious services? So would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
hardly ever, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so then how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. All right, sir, and the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, no. All right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Huh? Bye-bye.
Yeah, go.